Wisconsin farmers are already juggling increasing tariffs on goods to and from China. In the meantime, last week, President Trump announced that he'll steadily increase tariffs on all Mexican goods imported to the U.S. because of what he perceives as Mexico's failure to stem illegal immigration. Although officials are in talks on the matter, uncertainty remains. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on how the economic headwinds are affecting Wisconsin's agricultural industries.
I met farmer Dean Strauss in Sheboygan Falls at his Majestic Crossing dairy farm. He keeps some of his 2,000 dairy cows at this beige one-story barn, not too far from the main road.
Right now we're looking at some cows that are up in the bunk eating feed.
The cows were paying attention.
So, yeah, there's like six or seven right in a row there, and then the other side there's a couple looking at us going, what are you doing?
Strauss is concerned about the impact of tariffs on the milk this herd produces. He says farmers try to strike a delicate balance between how much they produce and how much will be bought in the U.S. and abroad.
We need to have consumption or exports or however it needs to grow to keep a stable market. And if that doesn't ebb and flow and you lose a little bit in trade, all of a sudden that's a big deal.
And that's where the recent tariffs come in. A tariff is a tax, paying extra for American goods sold in another country, or paying extra for items imported to the U.S. About 3 weeks ago, the U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports. This past Saturday, China retaliated with tariffs of its own. As a result, the Wisconsin Ag Department says 10 to 20 of the state's food and agriculture items are expected to have an additional 15% tariff. China has already put an additional 25% tariff on Wisconsin cheese. And farmers fear that could go up. All of Farmer Dean Strauss's milk gets made into cheese at Sartori, a cheese company 7 miles down the road. In Sartori's plant, metal claws whir through vats of cheese curds.
On the first table that we're looking at here, there's about 3,500 pounds of cheese, and it's fresh Parmesan.
That's Jeff Schwager, president of Sartori Cheese.
We export to 45 countries. China is our fifth largest market that we export to.
Mexico is his number two export market. Last year, the country was the largest importer of Wisconsin cheese. President Trump announced this last week that the U.S. will impose a 5% tariff on all goods imported from Mexico this coming Monday. The tariff would gradually increase to 25% if Mexico doesn't help curb illegal immigration into the U.S. Trump's move could result in retaliatory tariffs from Mexico. Schwager says he's had a strategy on tariffs ever since last summer, when the trade wars first started with China and Mexico. He absorbs or splits with his importer the cost of the tariffs for his Chinese and Mexican customers. He says it's not a long-term solution, but it's better than losing customers now and trying to win them back when prices are lower. But with this latest round of retaliations, things could change.
We are very concerned because a number of our customers are concerned that there are rumblings within China that there's going to be a ban on U.S. dairy or even higher tariffs. And they're concerned that for them to work with us, there might be a disruption if there's a ban or even higher tariffs that we would not continue to absorb. So they're looking for other sources, mainly European, rather than U.S. dairy.
Schwager says if the tariffs go up too much in China, Sartori will pull out of the market. And he calls the latest escalations with Mexico troubling. Experts say farmers and producers will be feeling a double whammy from these trade tensions. First, you have China taxing American products, and potentially Mexico doing the same, possibly reducing demand for American goods. Second, farmers will also be paying more for necessities, like machinery and electronics, says UW-Madison professor Ian Coxett.
That's going to come through higher U.S. tariffs on a whole range of equipment that is produced in value chains that span the world, including China.
And Mexico, if Trump's tariffs go into effect. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.